The next item on the agenda is A3, on page 90 of your agendas. And there's clearly going to be a small clearing of the audience. Can I thank members of the public for their forbearance and the dignified manner in which you've listened to our proceedings tonight?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done. Thank you, Councillor Bute. Carry on. OK, I'll crack on. Again, Simon is going to present this one. It's the Essex County Council and South Devon Sea Borough Council's Joint Replacement Waste Local Plan pre-submission document consultation response. Can you try and make it sound interesting?
Thank you, Chairman. Waste is the responsibility of the County Council and, in this case, the Industry Authority of South End as well, and this is their plan that we've been asked to make comment on. Since we wrote the paper for this agenda, we've received a copy of the response from Brightling Sea Town Council to Essex County Council and South End, and we do propose that we endorse their comments as well. As a new recommendation in this paper. But moving on to the content, I'll take that as move quickly. cover that then. Okay. Deadline for consultations tomorrow. So basically, we need to move need to move this tonight in order to make a response. Essentially, they had their preferred options consultation last year. So that was the same situation we're going into here. As a result of that, a number of sites actually came out of tendering, but there are three that still remain. It's largely all to do with sand and gravel, those types of non-biodegradable waste. So it's not the biodegradable, more smelly, more toxic issues that you might have in other parts of the county. So those are the ones going forward for preferred option stage as far as the County Council is concerned, and it's up to us whether we want to agree with that or object to them.
Okay. Right. Well, I'll open it up to the floor. Has anyone got any comments or observations? Councillor Scott.
Thank you. First of all, declare an interest that Sunnymead, Elmston Market, my wall boundary goes right up behind this site and it will affect my residents. So I'd like to declare an interest on that. Not the ward member for Elmston, but it's my ward is something that now shadows it. I know it's mentioned Elmston Market, Sunnymead Farm, and then they talk about Moors Lane, Brightlingsea. But if we're going to have a load of vehicles going backwards and forwards on this site, I would like, if possible, the officer perhaps add comments to Essex County Council to talk about the damage it could do to the infrastructure roads or the B1027, because those two sites will use the B1027 in terms of usage, damage to the highway and infrastructure and such like. So I've looked through the report and it doesn't mention anything about perhaps maintaining or keeping the infrastructure of the road, because you're going to have a lot of vehicles that have been moving in and out of those two sites, and it could put pressure. I do know that the Sunnymead Farm one, they will come out, they will turn right out of their site and go down Keeler's Lane. Now, Keeler's Lane, on the border of Tendring and Colchester Borough, that road is heavily used now, which will then go on the B1027, which will put more pressure on the B1027. And the one for Moors Farm, Moors Lane, Brightlingsea, that will come out of Brightlingsea and turn either left or right on the B1027 or further on up to through Forrington and up to the A1333. So I would like, if possible, that the officer make a comment back to Essex County Council, perhaps to keep a check on local infrastructure in roads like the B1027, a major route for the southern half of the district. Thank you.
I've just got a technical question. On page 99, you said that it's not sound.
Yeah.
But I can't quite see. Where does it say why that is?
Thank you, Chair. At this stage of consultation, we're basically inviting comments on unresolved issues. So will be it's the amount of objections that might relate to a site. When you're using the Planning Inspectorate's preferred template, it basically is very restricted to just objecting or supporting. I normally have a third way, which is object but wants conversation to see if they can resolve that objection. Okay. So I think perhaps the County Council missed a trick there. So we have to actually declare our opinion that their plan as a whole is unsound, specific to this part. So that's just the process we go through.
Okay, that's fine.
That's the only explanation.
Thanks. I've got a couple of speakers, Carlo and then Councillor Stevenson.
Yes, yeah, Chairman, as I've already declared an interest, that I sit on the panel of the working group, which has worked with officers to identify sites and a strategy behind it. I just wanted to reassure Councillor Scott that the every site has benefited from a vehicle movement evaluation, and the actual controlling of the vehicle movements will actually happen when planning application will be submitted to the West Authority, as and when these sites will come forward. The majority of these sites already are waste. They're dealing waste and recycling, and it's in most of them they will just be upgraded to in order that they be able to process more waste that they currently do. But the controlling of the vehicle movements will be done as and when the planning application are determined.
Thank you, Councillor Guglielmi. Councillor Stevenson.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted a bit of clarification, really. Being as we're following the Brightling Sea Town Council's response, I just wanted to know what their feelings were about the Morse Lane site, especially as it has issues.
I don't think we've actually brought a copy of the letter with us, but it was very much a concern about the traffic movements generated from it, both in relation to existing but also proposed potential residential development in the town.
Has the council echoed those thoughts in its consultation? Or has it just been left to Brightling Sea to make that point? Has the council, in its response to the consultation, echoed those points from Brightling Sea?
No, the letter from Brightling Sea only arrived on Friday, so no, it hadn't. That's why we've popped it on the update as a suggestion that we do put those in.
Councillor Scott?
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Brightling Sea Town Council made a valid point because Brightling Sea has one road in and one road out. And with the increase in traffic, plus all the school buses to the Cone and the seasonal traffic going to Brightling Sea in the summer months and so on and so forth, I can't understand why Brightling Sea Town Council and the three district councillors there are a bit concerned about that. I take the point what Councillor Carlo Guglielmi is saying about there'd be assessments of traffic movements, but with that, there will be ongoing problems in terms of road surfacing, in terms of stuff that leaks out of the lorries or vehicles that are onto the road and surface and so on. So I think that they're my concerns, and I would hope the officer will actually take my concerns on, as well as Councillor Stevenson's comments on, yeah. If the deadline is tomorrow, then we really should, you know, make those comments known. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that.